A quantum leader is someone who is willing to supersede the current structure that we think of leadership as, right? So they're willing to bypass the current system and the current structure of leadership in order to elevate the consciousness of the people they lead and themselves, right? So to me, a quantum leader is someone who's able to acknowledge the old system, know how that system works, and then deconstruct it and dismantle it so that it can allow others to be elevated alongside them.
Hey everyone, it's Amy Lynn Durham, and you're listening to Create Magic at Work. Create Magic at Work is on a mission to equip senior leaders with tools they need to be a true quantum leader and actually understand what that means. Improve employee engagement, retain top talent, and transform your workplace culture to have less drama and stress. So let's start making magic. Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Create Magic at Work. The guest that I get to share with you today, he is a gift to this world. His name is Mark Travis Rivera. And let me tell you a little bit about him. Telling stories is at the core and is the purpose in his life right now. He is an award-winning creative, founder, lead storyteller, and consultant of The Professional Storyteller. We see so many things on LinkedIn and in the corporate consciousness right now about storytelling. So I felt really called to bring Mark onto the show to share his wisdom and his story with all of you. There is an art piece I'm going to share with you from Nicoletta Ciccoli. I don't know if you're familiar with her. And it's a picture of a little girl sitting on the ground, and she has all these different masks around her. It just kind of reminded me of our conversation today, and she's kind of deciding, like, which one am I going to put on today is the message. And so I think our overarching energetic theme today is, like, don't put any of them on. Leave them all on the ground and just stand up and take a step.
Yeah.
You know?
Allow yourself to be seen for exactly who you are. The beautiful, the ugly, the imperfect, the anxious attachment style, the ego. All of that. Allow yourself to fully be seen, because only then can your full humanity be acknowledged.
Yeah. Okay. So what do you think a quantum leader is?
A quantum leader is someone who is willing to supersede the current structure that we think of leadership as, right? So they're willing to bypass the current system and the current structure of leadership in order to elevate the consciousness of the people they lead and themselves, right? So to me, a quantum leader is someone who is able to acknowledge the old system, know how that system works, and then deconstruct it and dismantle it so that it can allow others to be elevated alongside them. And for me, I love them, but you know, there are certain people who would refer to certain speakers as spiritual coaches or spiritual gurus, and that always used to make me cringe. Because, yeah, they're talking about this in public. What are they doing in private, right? How are they living their life? If you believe you're a Christian, are you living your life like Christ? If you're a different religion, are you living in accordance to the divine that says love your neighbor, honor the people in your life, respect each other, be there for each other, right? And so for me, a quantum leader is someone who recognizes the current structure of a leader or the way people are leading, are able to deconstruct it, dismantle it in order to lead in an elevated way that enhances the lives of themselves and those around them.
Beautifully said. Beautifully said. We're going to have to clip that. Yeah, absolutely. And I'll just add to that, and understanding that when the deconstruction is happening, it can feel chaotic. And that's when you know something amazingly innovative is going to come next. And to rest in that.
The shift only happens, right? When there's an earthquake, I don't know why I'm getting scientific. I'm not even a science person. There's an earthquake, right? The plates of the earth shift. Things are shifting, and then things are to move, right? And that is what causes these things to happen, right? That's how change in the structure of the earth, orbit, the crust of the earth and all those things shift and change. And, you know, for me, I know I'm on the right path when I am most afraid, when I am the most nervous. Because it is always darkest before the dawn. right? Before there is a breakthrough, sometimes there's a breakdown, right?
Absolutely.
And in this year of the year of me, which is what I've dubbed 2023, the year of me, being a full-time storytelling entrepreneur, I am so afraid, right? I am so afraid. But I chose to be a man of faith and not a man of who fears. Because faith requires us to take that first step, even when we can't see the whole staircase, to leap, even when we can't be sure that there's going to be another side to land on. So I can be a man of faith or a man who fears. I cannot be both. Right?
Yeah, absolutely. Dr. Angelise Arian is a cultural anthropologist I've shared with you and the listeners before. And she says, in almost every culture she has studied, we go through cycles. And she even pinned it down to every decade of our life, which maybe. But she says, you hear a call. And then if you answer the call, you go on the journey. Mm. And then when you're on the journey, you hit a struggle. This is, she says, everyone goes through this almost every decade of their life. If you look back, you can follow the pattern. So you hear the call, you go on the journey, you hit the struggle, and guess what's after the struggle? The breakthrough. Mm. And then after the breakthrough is completion. And she says, from the cradle to the grave, we have two companions with us. One is death on the left, and death will ask you every day, are you using this great gift of life well? Are you using this great gift of life well? And on the right is destiny. And destiny will ask you every day, are you doing what you came here to do?
Oh,
are you doing what you came here to do? And I think about that every day, because that pulls us into our higher self. That pulls us into our inner wisdom. It pulls us away from our ego that's, oh, this traffic and this person, and I got to get this done and that done, etc. So every day you have two companions, death and destiny, and they're going to ask you that question. And what will your answer be? Just rhetorical, throwing that out there. With you. That, Kelly, that's deep, right? Yeah, no. I'm going to know. Yeah. I'm all, no, answer it, Mark. No.
I mean, I do have an answer, right? Because I'm doing that now actively.
Yeah.
Around, as someone who deals with mental illness, I was diagnosed with depression. I come from a family of mental illness. I'm on antidepressants. I have to be mindful with my substance use, with drinking and stuff, because it can become, you know, a depressant for me in a major way. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as someone who has had a lot of insecurities growing up, disabled, you know, I was chubbier, I had braces when I was younger. I definitely look cuter now, but I wasn't cute as a kid. And so, you know, all this insecurity about your body being bigger when you're a queer man, and you know, all these different things happen. And what I've come to realize is that when suicide is always on your mind, it is knowing that you have a calling to answer, to live, a destiny that has allowed me to keep going. In 2022, marked the 10 years since my suicide attempt. Trigger warning for those who are listening. You may want to put that in the show notes.
Okay.
2012, the summer of 2012, when I almost died of alcohol poisoning, because of the backlash of that experience on the college campus, I attempted suicide a few months later. And what I realized, Amy, in just a year's time, I would be living in California for a dance apprenticeship in the Bay Area. I would go on to speak at Harvard at a conference. I would go on a couple years after that. Like 2013 through 2015 were like way magical in my career, personally and professionally. It was just like, holy crap, I'm on a national billboard campaign for AIDS Healthcare Foundation for Latinx Heritage Month. I got my first full-time job. I got to meet Dr. Brené Brown in person and get a selfie with her. She had her manager find me and bring me back to the green room. You know, eventually I got my book published, right? All these amazing opportunities happened. But none of that would have happened had I chosen death over destiny.
Mm-hmm.
In a decade since that happened, since that attempt, I'm not where I want to be quite yet, but I sure as hell ain't where I used to be. And that is grace. And that is the faithfulness of the divine that continues to guide me so I continue to honor my destiny. And Oprah always says, how will you honor the calling of your life? And I asked her, okay, that's my Oprah impersonation attempt. How will I honor the calling of my life? Because if I answer that calling, I will fulfill my destiny. And Beyonce has a lyric in her song, I Was Here, from her album 4, that says, the proof that I lived will be the difference I've made in other people's lives, will be the mark that I leave on other people's lives. This book, these conversations, the podcast, the choreography, all these things, right, will be the proof that Mark Trash Rivera lived a life that honored his destiny. And that will be a life well lived.
Oh, so good. One of the main characteristics of exhibiting elevated levels of SQ is your breadth of time perception. And you just summed it up so beautifully. It's the understanding and the knowledge that your life is extremely profound and yet a tiny piece of the history of the universe. And then making decisions to leave that ripple effect from that space, living in that paradox. Yeah. And you just summed that up so beautifully. Yeah. I'm gonna pull a card for you right now, meant from the universe. For us and for everyone listening, this is, no matter when you hear this, this message is for you. It's from my journal prompt card deck. It's a deck of 33 cards for your workplace and career, and it's inspired by the tarot. I've deeply studied the tarot for many, many years, so the themes are inspired by the tarot. This one's for Mark and the listeners and me. Productivity.
Ooh.
This one's inspired by the sun. So this is a super positive message. The affirmation is, I make time to recognize the achievement of others. And it's asking, the universe is calling for you, Mark, to acknowledge someone else this week for their productivity and their achievements. You have this opportunity right now if you want to acknowledge someone for their productivity and their achievements. And yes. Why?
I would love that. So I have he's a very special person in my life. I don't want to put a label on him. But this is actually the week of his countdown to the 10th year of his transition. He's a trans man of color. And he created a nonprofit called Dem Boys, DEMBOIS, which provides economic aid for trans men of color in the U.S. to receive gender-affirming surgery grants to help people pay for their surgeries. And so a couple days ago, he was like, it's coming on 10 years since I transitioned. And I started, you know, the Dem Boys because I transitioned. And I was like, oh my God, that's amazing. What are you doing for it? He was like, I don't know yet. I didn't think about that. And I was like, you gotta do something to mark this occasion, no pun intended. And he said, okay. So a couple days ago, he's like, I was in the shower and I was like, what if I do a countdown every day for 10 days until I hit to the anniversary date of my transition? I share parts of my journey over the last 10 years. So last night, he and I were working on the graphics and I was helping him kind of come up with this visual concept. And I just want to say to Sean Aaron, if he listens to this episode or not, I'll share it with him, but I just want to thank him and acknowledge him for surviving what he survived from being, you know, kicked out of his home when he came out of the closet as queer, as a teenager, and being homeless, to daring to transition in a society that does not value Black men or Black life, and having the courage to live out loud and being a possibility model for other trans men of color, especially Black trans men, to see themselves reflected through his podcast, the Dem Boys podcast, and doing the work he's doing to save lives, because studies have shown that when trans people have access to gender-affirming care, their rates of suicide go down, their rates of mental health issues and substance abuse goes down, right? And so he is doing life-saving work through demboys.org. That's the organization's website. And I want to just give him kudos for his productivity this week and for him reaching this 10-year milestone.
That was amazing. We've never done that before on the show. So thank you. And we'll put the nonprofit in the show notes too. So if anybody feels like they need help or need to, you know, access to something like that, they can just click on that right in the show notes as well.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah. Mark, this has been a really great conversation. I know we sent some magic to all of the listeners, and I know we hopefully opened up some minds to have some different perspectives and thinking. If people want to reach out to you and hear more stories and learn more from you in your year of me, how can they get a hold of you? How can they connect?
Yes, I'm going to give you, I'll send you my Linktree link, which has my social media links. It has information about my how to sign up for my newsletter, how to, because my website's under construction right now. So I'll send you that Linktree link and people can access stuff like that. Definitely connect with me on LinkedIn. Definitely connect with me on Instagram. Sign up for my newsletter to get weekly exclusive stories and insights that only my newsletter subscribers get. Amy knows because she gets them. Yeah, I mean, I have a lot of exciting things planned for the year of me in 2023, and I can't talk about some of them publicly just yet, but just stay tuned because it's going to be a remarkable 2023.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I highly encourage the newsletter. It's been one of my favorite reads.
Oh,
and
thank you.
Yeah, it really has. And I think you really amplified in this conversation the impact, because in all of, I just want to point out to everyone listening, the point of storytelling is impact and to see the humanity in each other. And that's why it's becoming such a large leadership topic to learn how to storytell and to incorporate that into your leadership. And I just want to challenge everyone that heard this episode to go back and understand that it felt so impactful today because Mark, almost all of your answers were stories. And it's just, oh, yeah, I get that. He's human. I'm human. I've struggled. We've all, I mean, it just, that's really.
Yeah, Amy, I know we're way over.
I don't even care anymore.
I want to say, I have the privilege of being an international speaker now. And I don't even have a passport. You know, that's one of the silver linings for me of the pandemic, that it's allowed me to speak international virtually. Mm-hmm. We create space and things like that. And as I'm speaking to someone in the UK, Canada, Mexico, the Philippines, India, Israel, where else have I spoken at virtually? Latin America and all over the US. Despite us appearing to be really different on the surface, there is something about my story that resonates or connects with someone else, despite them being different than me on the surface. Because stories connect us. And stories, and there's a reason why, especially in communities of color, oral storytelling was a big part of our indigenous communities and our culture, because of colonization and all that, we didn't know our language anymore. We didn't have the means to learn how to write and things like that. And we were prohibited from reading. So what we had was our voice, our drums, our bodies to tell the story of our people, of resiliency, right, of grit, of courage, of survival. And so leaders, if you want to create magic in your workplace, if you want to be a leader that people perk up when you want to speak, tell your story. Own your story. The good, the bad, and the ugly. And know that it is through storytelling that you're going to be able to connect, not just with the people you lead, but with the community you're trying to serve through your organization. Yeah, there is a business imperative for doing diversity, equity, inclusion work and for building an equitable workplace culture that has corporate social responsibility. But beyond the return on investment and beyond it being the right thing to do, it will liberate you.
In a way that you never even knew could be. 100%. I don't have the quote right now, but I'm going to share it with you when we go offline anyways. But it's most cultures, indigenous cultures, when someone was depressed or out of sorts, they would ask them, when did you stop dancing? Mm. When did you stop singing? There's more questions. But one of the questions also is, when did you stop enjoying stories? Or when did you stop telling stories? They ask the person to go back and think about when that stopped in their life, singing, dancing, or listening to stories or telling stories.
Wow.
So I think we'll end on that thought there. Thank you so much, Mark. I hope everyone subscribes to your newsletter and connects with you. You are a gift. Thank you.
Thank you. And you're a gift. Thank you for, I've never done a podcast where I talk about my faith and spirituality in such a direct way. So I really appreciate you allowing me the space to create magic with you.
Yes, this is a safe space. And I appreciate your courage with that. So
thank you.
All right. Signing off, sending magic to everyone. We hope you enjoyed this one. Hi everyone, Amy Lynn Durham here. I really hope you enjoyed today's episode. All the show notes and links can be found at createmagicatwork.net, or you can just look in the show notes in the episode and they're right there for you. Come back each week and make sure you subscribe, rate, and review the podcast. Keep joining us for more exciting episodes where we help you transform workplace culture to leaders that create less drama and stress and have high productivity and profitability. You have the power to create a burnout-free workplace right now. You can gain access to my new course, Create a Burnout-Free Team and Workplace, where you'll receive step-by-step tutorials in creating a team and organization that thrives. Click the link in the show notes to join us. I hope we brought a little magic to your day. Sending magic to everyone, and see you next time.